Welcome to Icons with your host, Rob Feeney. The show that visits with celebrities and corporate executives willing to share their stories and ideas to help you succeed in business. You are currently listening to part one. Meet today's icon.
Welcome to Icons. Let's dig in.
Welcome to Icons, the show that asks celebrities and corporate executives questions you always want answers to. I'm your host, Robert Feeney. Today we have a seasoned entertainment veteran who helped shape such a popular unscripted TV formats as American Idol Extra, The Academy, Battle of the Bods, Solitary, Bust on the Job, and too many others here to list in 20 minutes or less. Here he is, the president of the Fox Reality Channel, Mr. David Lyle. How are you, David?
I'm very well. Great to talk to you.
Well, once again, thank you for joining us. It's unbelievable to be speaking with you, and I have so many questions. And I guess, first of all, to start, how did you go from being an exploration geologist to the president of the Fox Reality Channel? And for those who don't know what an exploration geologist is, maybe in 10 words or less, you can explain that, because some people might be going, what is that? So,
I think everyone sort of has an idea about what a geologist does. And I was working for a mining company as a geologist and a geophysicist. But the geologist made me working on drill rigs around Australia. Mining went bad. I had a one-year-old son by then, a family with a wife and child, and the other mining jobs that were open were in Namibia and New Guinea, and I didn't feel that was ideal family raising territory. Maybe I was a bit of a coward. So an opportunity came to get into television, so I grabbed it, and it seems to have worked out 25 years later.
Mm-hmm. And so now you're the president of Fox Reality Channel, among other things that we'll get into here in a minute, but you obviously made the right choice switching careers. I mean, your resume isn't too shabby. Just to name a few of the programs that you've worked on or have some input on or have some involvement in to some extent is The Amazing Race, American Idol, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Joe Millionaire, The Restaurant, which is one of my favorites personally, Hell's Kitchen, Blind Date, which is another favorite of mine, Punk'd, Real TV. I could probably list, you know, the whole list here, which is about, I don't know how many exactly, but it's a very long list, and so
we love to have a whole range of different programs on Fox Reality Channel, you know, from the sort of cops type shows to the dating shows to the big competition shows. So when we started, I was a bit like a kid in a candy shop. I could, you know, see if the people at NBC wanted to, you know, sell Biggest Loser, or see if the people at CBS were up for licensing Amazing Race, and then other sort of little favorites that were kicking around the cable world as well. And of course, we've enjoyed making our own originals here as well. But it's all reality all the time. It's like putting Dracula in charge of the blood bank.
So let me ask you, why does the concept of reality TV work so well? And do you think the timing of the advance of technology has a lot to do with the success of it? Do you think reality TV would have worked, you know, 40 plus years ago as it does now, or what's your take on it?
It's a yes and no answer. Reality TV was very much part of TV 40 plus years ago for technological reasons. There wasn't tape available, and film was too expensive for anything except drama. So a lot of early TV had game shows, had chat shows, had a What's My Line, This Is Your Life, To Tell the Truth, You Ask for Truth or Consequences. All of those shows were early reality shows, if you like. Certainly something like Truth or Consequences and Candid Camera. Candid Camera was on tape, on film, I think, and then tape. So then we fast forward to today, where something like a Temptation Island or a Big Brother or Biggest Loser even could only exist in today's digital world, because if you'd had tape and analog recording, you go crazy. I mean, the number of hours of footage that is shot. I mean, I was at Hell's Kitchen, the second to final episode, and they had 76 cameras shooting in the restaurant, kitchen, and sort of dormitory-style areas there. And you just couldn't edit them unless you were doing, Avid or, digital editing.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, too, that, besides the language barrier, just to kind of pitch or introduce that format internationally, I'm sure a lot of barriers exist from a business standpoint. And I'm just kind of curious, beyond the language barriers, and thank God we do have the advance of subtitles these days, but what are some of the obstacles with that? Do you have any trouble with that? Because I read something about Germany being a pretty tough, country to kind of pitch new reality show format ideas.
Germany, oddly enough, despite having a very vibrant television industry and in some cases spending an inordinate amount of time and money and effort on TV shows, for instance, their Idol equivalent, which for various historical reasons, I don't like to use the word Idol, but their Superstar, which is the American Idol concept, in size and scale, I think probably makes ours look a little small, believe it or not. So they are great producers of reality TV, but for some sort of, I don't know if you call it inferiority complex, or they just felt they should get reality formats from somewhere else. And they haven't been great creators of their own. That's changing. In the last 2 years, I think I've seen that start to change.
And then in the future, do you think unscripted TV formats will evolve fairly well in align with the digital age, the way it's moving? Do you think that'll ever be an issue, or do you think, unscripted formats for reality TV is just sort of a thing for the moment?
It has been part of the landscape since television began in one form or another. It can be a bit racier now than it could have got away with in the 50s. I mean, people would faint if they saw some reality TV of today if they were transported back to the 50s. But it's always part of the landscape because I think people love to get the immediacy of reality. People, even if they know that the whole premise has been constructed, even if they know that the type of people who want to be on reality TV shows are kind of show-offs anyway, still when they're in the moment, things happen and you see emotions that you immediately connect with. And that will not go away, I don't think. And so I think that it'll change, it will, some would say, mutate, but in one form or another, reality TV will be part of the landscape. And there are economic reasons that it is part of the landscape because the cost of drama needs to, in some cases, be balanced against the lower cost of reality TV.
That is the end of part one. Please join us for part two. We hope you enjoyed listening to Icons. Check out other segments and guest interviews. If you have ideas for future topics or would like to be a guest on our show, please call 763-412-0771. Icons is produced and recorded by Jason Medvec at Batcave Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota. For Rob Feeney, I'm Sunny Warner, and find me at sunnywarner.com. Thanks for listening to Icons.